You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today, we will be discussing the reverse mortgage. Joining us today is Ron Heath, NMLS number 450503. A reverse mortgage consultant with Town Bank Mortgage. Ron has been working with seniors in North Carolina since 2007 in the reverse lending field. It was his desire to work with seniors that proved to be the motivating factor in his decision to transition from the service industry to the financial industry. Ron also serves on the board of directors as treasurer for Guiding Lights, a nonprofit caregiver support center, and serves as an ambassador for the Health Affairs Roundtable. Welcome, Ron.
Hey, Nicole. Thank you very much for having me today.
I'm glad that you're with us. This is a great topic, and I know there are many elephants in the room as we prepare to talk about this. But
yeah, there are.
The first thing I want to talk about is just some of the top 10 things that people don't know about this topic that they probably should.
Okay.
The first thing is that this isn't that new. It's been around since 1990. The FHA started it back then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It actually has been around since the 60s, but okay. FHA became involved in the 90s, felt like it just needed to be a little more regulated, and so it's been a good program for the past 30 years.
Okay. There are over 735,000 reverse mortgage loans originated since 1990. That is a huge number.
Isn't that amazing? So many people I meet think they're going to be the very first one.
Yeah.
And I have to sadly tell them, I'm sorry, there have been a lot of people before you.
You're 700,335 at one.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. As seniors own about $4 trillion in housing wealth that you quoted here. That's interesting. And I bet as the baby boomers age, that number is going to be going up and up.
It will, yeah.
In 2006, the AARP study found that 93% of reverse mortgage borrowers are satisfied with their mortgage.
Yeah, that's very true. And it even went on to say that 3% of them felt so-so with it. The only people that weren't happy were people that felt like they had been misled given the information inappropriately.
So that's not a big number, though. With any service, you're going to have some kind of a dissatisfaction.
Absolutely.
Rate.
We were very encouraged by that number.
And another one that I thought was interesting was that according to the National Coalition on Aging, 13.2 million older adult households are candidates for using a reverse mortgage for long-term care. So people tend to do this to pay for long-term care?
Yeah, many people do. They were not perhaps studious about long-term care insurance, maybe didn't acquire it when their health would allow them to, but they have quite a bit of equity in their home, and so it allows them to be able to afford the care that they may need while they are able to stay in the home where they'd like to stay.
Great. And the most interesting one to me, actually, being in the economic climate that we're in, was that the credit scores and income requirements are not qualifying requirements for a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, that's a nice aspect to this loan. Many people breathe a sigh of relief when they understand that these will not be things that could cause them to be disqualified.
And especially if a person's having long-term care-related issues and has not been able to pay their bills and get behind, it's nice that this could potentially be a relief.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the white elephant in the room.
Okay.
It's a big one. Not quite as big as you.
I'm ready. Fire away.
Do the mortgage lenders take your house when you die?
They do not. And that is such a misconception that just continues to be perpetuated. A reverse mortgage is a loan just like any other mortgage.
Okay.
And so just like the first one you ever got when you bought your home, it's simply a lien against your property. The homeowner always maintains ownership. And that means when they die, the home simply passes to their heirs as it would in any other situation.
So they don't take it when you die?
They do not.
You promise?
Not if you die in 1 year and not if you die in 40 years.
Okay. Here's another question for you. I know that when you take a reverse mortgage out, you end up taking equity of the home and you you pay that back to yourself? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So what exactly is a reverse mortgage? Let's start there.
Well, it's very different than a traditional mortgage.
Okay.
If you and I were to get a mortgage to purchase a home, mm-hmm. the bank extends credit to us, and mm-hmm. then we make monthly payments, perhaps for 30 years, to repay that loan.
Okay.
In a reverse mortgage situation, the homeowner already owns the home.
Okay.
They have a substantial amount of equity in the home, perhaps owning it free and clear.
Okay.
The reverse mortgage allows them to turn that equity into a cash flow so that it can increase their income, so that, as you mentioned, perhaps they could have home health care, things like that. The biggest difference is the reverse mortgage will not require that they make any repayment while they're living in that home. So as long as one of the borrowers is living in the home and is as its permanent residence, then they will not be required to make repayment at all.
So you mentioned pay for home health care, but what if I want to buy a vacation property at the beach? Can I do that?
Well, you certainly can do whatever you want. The proceeds from a reverse mortgage can be used for any purpose. Well, I should say any legal purpose.
Okay.
We don't want to perpetuate crime.
No.
But the proceeds can be used for, as you said, purchasing a second home,
right.
traveling to see the grandchildren, or perhaps for those more necessary things such as medical cost, taxes, insurance, and things like that.
What happens if I spend all the equity out of my home? Do I then have to start paying it back?
No, you do not. What happens is the bank will qualify you for a certain amount when the process begins.
Okay.
If you've exhausted those funds, you must recognize that the funds then will cease to come.
Okay.
But you may continue living in the home for as long as you like without being required to make repayment on the loan.
If I chose to make some payments, could I or no?
Absolutely. You're allowed to prepay these loans whenever you feel like it, and there is no prepayment penalty on the loan.
So I can change my mind and sell the home, and then it doesn't affect me in that way.
That's correct. You would simply pay back whatever you borrowed and the interest that has accrued over that time period.
So then how is it different than a traditional mortgage?
Well, as we've mentioned at the outset, the biggest thing to me is that the qualifying factors are minimal.
Okay.
You simply have to be 62 or older.
Okay.
Your home has to be an approved type of dwelling. So it must be a single family home or a multifamily home, townhome, some condominiums, and some manufactured housing.
So not a
housing.
Camper.
No, not a camper. Sorry.
Some of those are expensive as a home.
You're right. However, if you own a primary residence, you could do a reverse mortgage to buy that camper.
There you go.
If you like. So, the credit and the income is huge as far as qualifying, being 62, and then having enough equity in the home. It is not that you have to own your home free and clear, but you must be able to qualify for enough to retire any debt against the home.
Okay. So then basically age is just the factor to qualify.
Yep, that's the largest one.
Okay.
Yep.
So would a borrower be required to repay the loan balance that has exceeded the value of their home?
Well,
How does that work?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Like, especially in these times when mm-hmm. house values are down, and mm-hmm. how does that work?
Yeah, very good question. So since these loans are, well, open-ended, if you will, we really never know when repayment will be made.
Okay.
Borrower could live to be 80, 90, 100, 110. We just don't know. In the course of that time, it may be that they will borrow all of the equity that's been made available to them, and with the interest accrual that will occur because there's no repayment being made,
mm-hmm.
If the loan balance were to exceed the value of the home at the time that the loan becomes due, FHA has promised they will insure the loan. So these loans are considered non-recourse, which means that no one can ever owe more on the property. Well, you could owe more, but you're not required to pay back any more than the home is valued at the time that repayment is required. Now, that's important for a borrower who perhaps decides after 10 years that they would like to move into some sort of assisted living.
Right.
They could sell the property and repay it. And then the children, too, would never be on the hook for any additional debt.
We are going to take a short break. I'm here today with Ron Heath, reverse mortgage consultant with Town Bank Mortgage, talking about the reverse mortgage as a possible way to help an older adult have financial relief on 1360 WCHL, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Ron Heath, reverse mortgage consultant from Town Bank Mortgage, talking about the reverse mortgage as a possible way to help an older adult have financial relief on 1360 WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back, Ron.
Hey, Nicole. Thanks for having me today.
Well, we have lots of questions.
Okay.
I have lots of questions.
I have lots of answers.
I hope so. But I actually really want to start first with, let's put this in perspective. Do you have a story you can tell us about how a reverse mortgage has positively impacted someone's life?
I do. And actually, I have so many, it's hard to decide between the stories. But I finally remember helping a couple in Apex. The daughter's parents had become ill, the mother with Alzheimer's, the father the onset of dementia. And she was a caregiver, but her caregiving was done mostly at night. She would go over and spend the evening with them, take care of their meals, leave in the morning, and have professional home health care come in during the day.
Okay.
But the funds had begun to run out for them. Her parents' savings was dwindling down. So she was at the point of having to make a hard decision. Do I become a 24-hour-a-day caregiver, or do we find a way to continue having professional help? And so they contacted me about a reverse mortgage. We looked at what it would do for them, the financial benefit, and the realization was that they could continue to find the funding to have these two healthcare agents come in during the day so that the daughter was able to only go over there in the evening. It certainly brought peace to their family. The daughter and her husband were able to continue having their time together, but they also knew that her parents were being taken care of.
That's a wonderful story how it helps folks. It must make you feel good.
It does. You know, that's why I get up in the morning, just to be able to help people in a situation like that.
That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about, in what ways can a borrower accept the reverse mortgage proceeds? Does it come in a lump sum or is it a monthly allotment? How does it work?
Well, yeah, you have different options. And so, for example, in the story we just discussed, there was a line of credit option that proved to be the most beneficial one for them. The daughter was able to access the line of credit and just take funds as she needed them to pay for this home health care.
Okay.
You can also, for a couple that live together who perhaps know what their shortfall is every month, they could establish a monthly payment that would come to them on the first of every month, then augmenting their income so that they could afford the necessary things. And then, as you mentioned, there's a lump sum option. Oftentimes that's used when I'm working with homeowners who still have a mortgage on their home. They will accept a lump sum so that they can retire that typical mortgage, and then they no longer have to make a house payment, thereby increasing their income by default.
Can you change your mind if you're receiving one type and then all of a sudden maybe there's a major medical crisis and you need to put in an elevator in your house? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Can you change it from monthly to lump sum or no?
Absolutely. Okay. So whatever you decide at the beginning can be altered throughout the course of the loan without any penalty. There may be a small fee of $20 to make the change.
Okay.
But other than that, yes, you can make needed changes.
Okay. Now, say I was in a position of being a power of attorney for somebody who maybe had limited capacity and their funds were dwindling. But, you know, maybe my mom said that, you know, please promise me that I want to be able to stay in my home till my last days. And we knew last days were near. Maybe they were having hospice as well or what have you. But we just didn't have any financial funds. Could I, as power of attorney, actually take out a reverse mortgage on behalf of my loved one?
Yes, absolutely. I've helped many families in that situation where the loved one has diminished capacity and the power of attorney is has been recorded. It's official. It's durable. And so they're able to act in a financial aspect for their mother or father, whoever it may be. We're very careful about that. We'd never want to see the misuse of a power of attorney.
Right.
So we would ask for doctor's confirmation that the patient has lost the ability to make these financial decisions. But I've been able to assist many powers of attorney in this situation.
So this would be your financial power of attorneys versus your health care power of attorney.
That's correct. And actually, we would prefer that they have a durable power of attorney, which would cover all of those things.
Okay. Okay. So one of the things I know that there's sort of a misnomer out there about this being sort of a shady kind of a business. And I thought I heard that there might be some kind of a counseling type service that was mandatory, or am I wrong? Can you correct me on that?
No. You're exactly right.
Okay.
First, the negative impression that people have of reverse mortgages is sadly based on misconceptions. As we spoke earlier, many people feel like the bank owns the home during the time that the loan is in place.
Doesn't the bank always own the home when you have a mortgage?
They own that part of it. Yeah. They certainly do. But many seniors feel like they could just take it whenever they like. And that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is that there has been a misapplication of this product in the past. And so some people were encouraged to take it when perhaps they really shouldn't have, or they were encouraged to use their funds for something that maybe didn't benefit them. And so those things have cast this in a bad light. What I applaud is that the federal government who insures this loan has asked that the senior sit down with a third party for an advisory council, a counseling session, if you will. This individual doesn't work for a lender. They don't work for the government, but they certainly have been educated so that they can go over the loan process with the borrower, making sure they understand it. Saying key words that should make them aware of the fact whether this borrower is being misled or being given the wrong advice. And so once they come out of that counseling session, then they're able to proceed if they still feel comfortable.
This is a requirement.
It is a requirement,
yes.
They
have to do this.
They have to do this. Now, in most of the states in the United States, it's an over-the-phone counseling session. Okay. But in North Carolina, which I applaud, it's a face-to-face session. So they actually have to physically sit with the counselor and be trained, if you will, or educated about this program. There's even a 10-question test that they have to take in the end to make sure that they completely comprehend what they're doing.
So you say counselor. Is this a psychologist or is this a financial? I mean, what do you mean by counselor?
Well, most of the counselors work for credit counseling agencies throughout our area. And so they'll look at their budget. They'll talk to them about other options that they may have besides a reverse mortgage. We do have some counselors that work specifically with seniors. And so there are different area agencies that can do this.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about, what are some of the triggering factors that may cause a loan to be due and payable? I'm just wondering. I mean, is there any circumstance that the person might have to pay the loan?
Yes. So the loan is put in place because they own the home.
Okay.
So if ownership of the home were to ever transfer to someone else, then the loan would become due and payable. So for example, they decide to sell the property to move to another state or to move into some sort of independence living situation.
Okay.
If the home passes to their heirs or if they were to deed the property to the heirs, then the bank considers these occasions that would cause the loan to become due and payable. Obviously, if they die. So if the home is no longer the primary resident of at least one of the borrowers, then the loan becomes due. They're also asked to continue with their obligations of paying property tax and homeowner's insurance so that the home is protected for the lender.
So when you say due, is it due immediately or do you have time to get things in order? That's kind of a scary thing.
It is. That's an excellent question, too. Initially, you're given 6 months to make loan repayment. Okay. And typically, you see it coming. If you're not able to within 6 months, then you are able to be granted 2-3 month extensions. So the reality is
you have some time to get it in order.
You'd have up to a year, yes.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Ron Heath, reverse mortgage consultant with Town Bank Mortgage, talking about the reverse mortgage as a possible way to help an older adult have financial relief, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Ron Heath, reverse mortgage consultant with Town Bank Mortgage, talking about the reverse mortgage as a possible way to help an older adult have financial relief on 1360 WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's been so nice to be here with you today, Nicole.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'd love to abolish these misconceptions and just stump them right out and really get the truth of the matter. So I'm glad that we're here together today.
Yeah.
But one of the questions I have really has more to do with the process. We've talked a lot about the ins and outs and some of the specifics and some of the details, but what does this whole process look like in a ball of wax?
Yeah, well, typically the process will start right with your local loan consultant,
okay,
the reverse mortgage loan consultant.
Okay.
There are loan officers who work on the internet and over the phone that you could contact, but a local loan consultant will be able to sit with you in your home, talk to you about the program, look at your surroundings, and verify whether or not this is a good program for you to begin investigating and to consider. They'll go over the figures with you and what you'd qualify for. After that, you would meet with that third-party counsel that we spoke about. Sometimes that could take a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks to be able to schedule that appointment. After you've been able to go through that counseling session, you're able to apply for a loan, and your loan would typically close between 30 and 45 days. So I would say overall, you may look at a two-month time frame from beginning to end.
That's not that bad.
No, not too bad at all.
Not as bad as a root canal.
Yeah, that's true.
So I know you've brought with you several resources, and I would love for you just to take a moment to share those resources and also talk about how people can get in contact with you if they're interested in more information.
Sure, I will do that. You know, I think one of the greatest resources, again, is, as I mentioned just now, to contact a local loan consultant.
What's the difference? You're emphasizing that.
Well, you know, a consultant is somebody who's going to sit with you and look at your home, your surroundings, listen to your situation, and also try to analyze what your goals are for the future.
Okay.
So that they can truly understand if a reverse mortgage is right for you, what type of reverse mortgage you should choose. And so I think it's important that you're able to meet with someone face-to-face.
Okay.
So you have consultants like myself, and there are others in the area. If you'd like to contact me, my number is 919-412-0686.
Okay.
I'd be happy to come by and sit down with you. Free consultation just to discuss whether this program is right for you.
Okay.
Now, having said that, there are certainly other avenues that you could look into to educate yourself about this program.
All right.
The National Coalition on Aging, if you were to look at their website, www.ncoa.org, much information can be found there about reverse mortgages and the use of them.
Okay.
AARP has consistently been a supporter of the reverse mortgage program. They have, I would almost say, endless amounts of information there that you could read and continue to educate yourself. Obviously, since the Federal Housing Authority is the one that insures this loan, you could look to the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
And we'll link to that site. That's a complicated link, I think.
Yeah, so. It certainly is. And then also there's the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association. That's very simply www.nirmlaonline.org. So you could take a look there. Quite a bit of information if you'd like to self-educate yourself.
Okay, Ron, so if we were to take away one thing from this show today, just one gem of what you want people to really think about when they think about a reverse mortgage, what would that be?
Well, I would hope that people would realize that a reverse mortgage is an option that should at least be considered, and that a senior homeowner should take the time to educate themselves about. It's a financial tool that can really help change their life if it's the right fit.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining Ron Heath and I as we discuss the reverse mortgage on 1360 WCHL. Town Bank Mortgage is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL.